Why does Hashem bring the Geula? He's going to bring the Geula in the future to the children of the children. L'man Shmoy Biyavo. For the sake of his name. The Torah, halachically, explains that we mention Chaste Avos, the chesed of the forefathers, adjacent to the words of Geula. V'zoyche Chaste Avos and maybe Gael. To tell us that even if the Chas Avos runs out, the Geula is still going to come. Why? Because Hashem promised by his great name, B'Shmei Agadol. And since Hashem's name is forever, so too the Geula is forever. So this is how we have to understand it. And Hashem remembers the chesed of our forefathers, loving kindness of our forefathers for the future generations. And even if Zechus Avos runs out for whatever reason or whatever time, nonetheless, he'll bring the Geula to their descendants. The man Shmoy Biyahava, for the sake of his name. Hashem's name, his interaction with the world is eternal. It's not going anywhere. So Hashem's Geula, the Geula of all of humanity, where every single human being in the world will be aware of the existence of Hashem. Hashem will be so. He committed to it. The commitment from the Almighty is worth everything. What's so important? Rosh Chachma explains that Laman Shemai is because Hashem's name right now is denigrated and desecrated. As long as we're in Galus, as long as Amalek is present, Yadol Keska, Hashem's name is not fully manifest in the world. His throne is not fully manifest in the world. Yad al Kase, it doesn't say Kise, it says Kase and Yud Kei and not Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the Geula is necessary. The removal of evil is necessary for Hashem's name to be fully manifest in the world, for all of humanity to have this awareness of Hashem. That's what Geula ultimately is. Bayomahu Yashem Echad Ushmai Echad. Not just that Hashem will be known as one, but his name will be known as one as well. So Hashem, interesting, Hashem through his great love for Klal Yisrael made it so that his name and his throne will not be complete as long as Klal Yisrael are not redeemed. Meaning we're in this together, Yama Anoichi B'Tzara, as long as the Jewish people are in Galus. As long as we're in exile, Hashem is in exile too. Our destiny is tied up with his. We're in this together. Yes, there's a symbiotic relationship between Kvod Shamayim and Kvod Yisrael. Status, the essence of the Jewish people, and the status, the essence of Hashem. The more that Hashem's name is manifest, the better it is for the Jewish people. God forbid the other way around too, because we are in this together with Hashem.